people ask, how do you quickly add a contact to your phone? One of the features that iOS allows you to do is create what's called a contact card for yourself. So what you basically do is you go into contacts. You can do that either through the contacts app or you can do it through the contacts app on your phone. You basically add yourself as a contact is what you basically do. Once you have added yourself as a contact, then what you can actually do is you can actually share that contact card with another iPhone user, which makes it easy for them to quickly add you to their contact. So I'm just going to demonstrate that process very quickly. And then Frank is going to demonstrate how to add a contact from that contact card. I'm in the phone app now, so I'm going to find the contacts tab.
Keypad, tab, okay, 4 of 5. Contacts, tab, 3 of 5. Groups, button.
Okay, so now I'm on the contacts tab. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to swipe to the right.
Contacts, heading, add button.
Okay, there's the add button.
Search field, table index, adjustable. Kelsey Nicolay, my card.
So, okay, now so you heard it say, Kelsey Nicolay, my card. So I'm going to double tap on this.
Kelsey contacts, back button.
I'm not actually going to go through this, but this screen just basically shows all of the information that I had put in my contact card. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to go to it's near the bottom of the screen, and you're looking for a button called share contact.
Home, 989 Oak Brook Drive, Medina, Ohio, voicemail, tab, keep, select recent favorites, create medical, add to favorites, share contact.
Okay, there it is.
AirDrop recipient, no one found yet, image.
Okay, now that I'm on the share contact screen, so now this just gives you a bunch of different options that you can select.
Kelsey, iPad.
The option that I normally use is I usually send my card through a message. So I'm going to double tap on message.
Tap 2, text field is editing, word mode, insertion point at start.
So now a new message screen pops up. So what you can do now is you can either, if a person's in your contacts, you can type their name or you can type their phone number in here. I'm actually going to use a phone number. And Frank, if you don't mind, could you tell me your phone number again?
Ready.
Yes.
Okay. 6-1.
6.
7.
7.
5.
Okay, and that's your cell phone, right?
Yes.
5.
So now that I have the phone number entered in here, I'm going to
add contact.
Swipe right.
Show more button. Message. Text field. Double tap to edit. Use the rotor to access misspelled words.
Now you can type a message in here, but I typically don't because it's already populated. So now I'm just going to
send
button. Now I'm just going to send it.
Send using iMessage. Ask share contact.
So now I've sent my card to Frank now, who is going to show us how to add that contact from the card that I sent. So let me know if you've got that.
Kelsey Nicolay, notification, messages, now, +1.
There it is. Okay, so let's go into messages.
Okay. Kelsey Nicolay, app switcher, scanner, active, page 2 of 3, doc, mail, messages, 2 unread messages, messages, heading, messages more, but messages compose, search, dictate, +1, 3.
I assume that's you?
Yes.
Add and share your name and photo. Button. Text message. Today 3:14. Kelsey Nicolay. Fill type. Contact. Card.
Contact card? Okay. It does say Kelsey, so I know it's from you.
Kelsey Nicolay. Fill type. Contact. Card. Kelsey Nicolay.
So I just double tapped on Kelsey.
Message. Button. Kelsey. +1. +1. Kelsey. Message. But call. But video. Mail. Pay. iPhone. FaceTime. FaceTime video. FaceTime audio. Home. Piano girls. Home. 900. Send message. Share contact. Create new contact.
And we could create a new contact.
First name. Text field. Is editing. Kelsey. Insertion. Clear text. Last name. Nicolay.
And
text field.
Because it's all they have already. So I'm just going to go down to save. Go up to save.
Done. Button.
Done.
Edit.
Kelsey is now in my contacts and I could message her at 2 o'clock in the morning all the time now. It's cool. Thank you, Kelsey.
You would not do that, but... That's how you would add someone quickly.
Where did you actually create your contact card?
You go into your contacts app, and you click on where it says where you would add a new contact. You just click on add, and then you just fill in your information from there.
Is it that you called it contact card as opposed to...
Your phone automatically will, when you have yourself saved in there, your phone automatically will save it. It'll say, like, in your case would be Jeanette Kutash contact card. It automatically does that.
Yeah, I don't think ours does, actually.
I don't think I've ever seen it, but maybe because you're going to the app.
You're not doing it in phone under contacts?
Put it on the phone, contacts, create contacts, say Jeanette. Then you want to go down to share contact.
That I understand, Frank, but where did she create it? That's what I'm asking.
No, the question is, we've never seen anything called contact card, or name of the card. That's what I've never seen that. I've seen...
Okay, I think the reason being is that what you want to do is you want to go into settings and go into contacts and ask you who you are. And if you pick that contact, then it will say that's your contact card.
Oh, okay. So
it's right through the contact. Yeah, right. You're right. I forgot about that piece. Sorry about that.
Contacts.
Okay.
Then you have to tell you
that's
who you are.
Why. Yeah. And that's the difference.
And if you want to check it, you can hear Siri say, who am I, or something like that.
Yeah. She'll tell you.
I just went on my phone and found, it says, you know, David Kingsbury, you know, the top contact in my phone is my card.
Yeah.
And I never entered that. It just automatically went in there.
My card is only for... the one person who owns the phone, or is there a My Card for every person in your contact list?
No, because then it wouldn't be My Card, it'd be their card.
Yeah, it's just for the person that owns the phone, and you can just share that with whoever you want. But I believe this is only, you can only share your contact card with people that have an iPhone or an iPad.
If you've got more than one entry in your contacts with your name on it, it tries to take information from those. So you may, I have to clean mine up, because over the years, Siri has found me, and there have been various ways that I've gotten into my contacts. So you want to have only one entry for yourself.
Especially if you have outdated information on one of them, too.
Yeah.
And you can also share them with anyone who has a Mac as well. It works the same.
A little bit confused here. So if you have a cell phone number and a landline, you can put both of them into my card?
Absolutely.
Yeah, any information that you put, or whatever field you fill out, is what will go on your card.
I've been trying to do this unsuccessfully with the contact, my own contact, and say that it's my home. And so, like, call home instead of calling Robert Resnick. I thought there was some way that you could label your contact in a way home, and that all you have to do is say home.
It's a two-step process. First of all, you want to create your contact with your home, your cell number. Then you want to tell contacts that that is your card. Then you could say something, Siri, call my home number.
So you have to create the card. And that was the part you guys were talking about, and I had a little trouble hearing that. So you have to go into settings in order to make it your card?
Yeah, settings and contact, and then it'll say your card. You double tap it on, then you just pick yourself.
Okay, got it.
If you like in your contact, if you put in, say, your home number and your cell number, you can label your cell number. You either can label it iPhone or cell. And then if you want to, for some reason, call yourself, you can say, call Bob Resnick home or call Bob Resnick cell. And
if you
don't say that, it'll ask you, which Bob Resnick do you want to call? Do you want to call home or cell? So if you don't specify, it'll ask you for both of them.
Also in that label area, you also can create your own labels, which is nice for those times, like say for the ride, and they want to know which one is what is actually calling you, and you can actually give it a label such as, you know, confirming ride number or something. So there's a lot of capabilities in that labeling.
Thank you very much, Kelsey.
Good job.